All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from New York City, the borough of Queens, on this, the 20th day of October in the year 2020. I do want to remind you that I publish a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can sign up for that by going to miningstocks.com. MiningStocks.com. My friend Chen Lin publishes an excellent letter that focuses on mining as well as the biotechs and energy stocks primarily. He finds other ways to make money as well. Chen Lin, what is Chen buying? What is Chen selling? Go to ChenPicks.com. And we want to encourage you to always send along whenever you have some thoughts about this show. We always enjoy hearing from the listeners. So feel free to send along any comments you might have about our show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number for taylor@gmail.com. And also, we, of course, don't want to forget our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be here talking to you, that's for sure. Benchmark Metals, NV Gold, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, Grand Portage, GMV Minerals, and SK Mining Corp. Those are our sponsors for today's show. Before I talk more about today's show, let me say once again that in terms of the upside potential for the gold and silver exploration companies, there has never been a time when the outlook for gold and silver exploration companies has been more bullish than now. A sufficient amount of capital is flowing from a generally overvalued equity market, primarily from professional investors. It's flowing towards gold and silver mining companies that enable exploration companies to fund expensive exploration drill programs. Moreover, new technologies are being discovered and used to allow geologists to more efficiently test their geological hypotheses, as well as to produce gold more efficiently. With regard to the production potential efficiency, a case in point would be Novo Resources, which is now, thanks to IT, mechanical sorting technologies have evolved that may very well be revolutionary in making different kinds of gold deposits heretofore not economic to now become economic. And indeed, I have very high hopes for Novo Gold's resources, for Novo Resources project in Australia. It looks extremely promising. Just this morning, though, as a case in point with regard to the good news that's coming out of this sector. Now, as these geologists are able to test their hypotheses, these technologies are allowing them to pinpoint their drill targets more precisely. So just this morning in my inbox, I found some great news from one of our sponsors, Benchmark Metals. The company put out some very strong gold and silver drill results that seemed to set the company firmly on its way toward that 5.5-plus million ounce gold equivalent resource target. The headline numbers today was 2.82 grams per ton over 42 meters. What is important to note is that consistency of both high grade and lower grade bulk mineable gold material and silver mineralization really seems to be coming together. A couple of weeks back, the company announced a headline number of 3.39 grams per ton gold equivalent over 30.6 meters. The dimensions of this gold deposit is being extended laterally and in depth, and it's growing very rapidly. So I'm very, very bullish about Benchmark. With regard to financing, as I mentioned, a lot of savvy professional investors, institutional investors, are putting money into these stocks. And more often than not, these companies are being offered more money than they're seeking to raise. So, for example, Benchmark, they just recently announced a $50 million raise to explore their lawyers project. And that was, if memory serves me correctly, more than double what they were seeking. So I can honestly say that each and every company that I just named as sponsors to this show are companies that I'm very excited about personally. They are each covered in my newsletter, and I own shares in each of them personally. And I think they all have great prospects, exploration prospects, that can cause their share prices to rise several fold from where they are now. I have no promises, of course. This is high risk, high reward business exploration, never anything guaranteed. But when you start to delineate large, mineable, high margin deposits, they can be extremely rewarding for early shareholders. So this is absolutely an exciting time for gold and silver exploration stories, and there is every reason to expect this sector will get a lot more exciting and profitable. Even still, as Rick Rule mentioned last week, I think the S&P, the share of gold, the share of miners in the S&P is 1/4 the level as it's as that it has been at previous highs in the. In the bull markets and various bull markets in the past. And just this morning, Robert Kiyosaki tweeted that if you compare the $1,900 gold price now to the current money supply, it's equivalent to $35 an ounce back in the late 60s and early 70s. So in other words, you might think that, that gold seems expensive now at $1,900 and that you missed the train as it pulled out of the station. But the actual fact is that the dollar is being debased now at an accelerated pace. So that, as measured by the dollars, it has a long ways to rise. You know, keep in mind that it's not that gold is gaining value. Gold is holding its value. It's the currency that is declining. It kind of reminds me a little bit of, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, you're sitting on an airplane at the gate and you're thinking, you're feeling like you're moving. But then you look out the window and realize it's not you, it's not your plane that's moving, but the one next to you. Well, that's really what's going on with gold. Gold is sitting where it is. The currencies are losing their value. And people that are sitting and putting their faith in their currencies are going to be left behind, unfortunately. And I believe increasingly so, as more and more fiscal stimulus is going to be required to try to keep things to keep the economy afloat. Which brings me to today's title, the title of today's show, with regard to current political situation, which seems to be have everybody really talking a lot about what's going on in the presidential elections here. Well, my guest John Rubino says that this is the least important presidential election, and so we'll be talking to John Rubino in the second half of the show today. About that, Ian Clausen is going to be with me right after the first commercial break in just a few minutes from now. And he'll be telling us about GMV Minerals. It's a company that's moving towards, well, it's moving its project along kind of quietly. Not too many people know about it. That's why I'm glad, John, that's why I'm glad that Ian's going to be on the show today to talk about it. It's a project in Arizona that is developing very well. It's an open pit heap leach situation, and Ian will tell us about that right after our first commercial break. But getting to the comments that John is going to talk about the topic of today's show, the second half, certainly America is more politically divided now than ever. I can't remember any time in my 73 years when we've seen so much divisiveness in America. And most people believe that this is the most important election that we've had, and I'm not sure that I don't believe that, but the case can be made, as John will, that maybe it's not all that important given the situation that we're finding ourselves in economically. You know, the main thing is that we have a situation where debt is so great, we are so indebted, and we can't pay the debt. And as I discussed recently with various guests on the show, that there's no solution other than to print money and to print massive amounts of it. And there definitely has to be now fiscal policy, fiscal stimulus because monetary stimulus just simply doesn't work once you get to zero bound interest levels. Things break down there. And, you know, you can fool Mother Nature for a long time, as the Keynesians have tried to do, and it seemed to be successful. But each of these credit cycles, we find out that the economy can't take higher interest rates. So the Federal Reserve is forced into pumping more and more money in faster and faster in order to try to keep the system alive. So we will be talking to John Rubino in the second half of today's show about why he thinks that this isn't such an important election. I mean, that's a very controversial thought, I think. So we'll hear what John has to say about that. We're going to be talking to Ian Clausen right after the commercial break in just about a minute from now. Would you like to say that I published an article that you can read on my website, at jtaylormedia.com. I wrote an article that was a front page article in my monthly newsletter called "The America of 1776 is All But Gone," and in that essay, in that one-page article, I essentially was saying that I think it's very sad that we are losing a lot of the liberties, the amendments, the first and second primarily, and beyond that too, that there seems to be a loss of ability of Americans to take ideas that they don't agree with and discuss them and hash them out and to learn to live together. Certainly civil discourse is essential to a happy and prosperous society, and we're seeing less and less of that. This really factors into what John's idea that this isn't such an important election. I'm not sure that John believes that, but I think what he's saying, and we'll find out when we talk to him, is that it may be an important election, but maybe it doesn't matter which candidate wins. The die is cast for some very difficult times ahead, and in that regard, perhaps it isn't as important as many of us would think it is. But we'll leave that up to John and see what he has to say about it. Right now we're going to go to our commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Ian Clausen about GMV Minerals. It's a story, a very small cap company, I think has a lot of upside potential that very few people are paying attention to. So stick around. Ian Clausen will be with me right after the break.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Novo Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. Novo has recently partnered with Sumitomo Corporation of Japan to evaluate, advance, and develop the company's Australian gold projects. With over $40 million in cash and $60 million committed from Sumitomo, Novo is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.